Hello, this is Dr. Epstein Aguilar, dictating an endoscopy report on Judy King, date of birth 11/27/1953, date of procedure February 14, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Epstein Aguilar, you. Referring physicians, Dr. Thomas Harris. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy colectomy. Indication is screening for colon cancer, change in bowel habits with constipation. Description of procedure informed consent was obtained. Create possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing such as an emergency. We're all experienced to the patient period. The patient is brought to an ICU suite, placed in left lateral position. Sedation for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Period of well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, at least cecal valve, and components of the folds. Period. Careful examination was made as possible given the constraints of the poor prep of the cecum, iliac, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum period. Retroflex was obtained at the rectum period. Valve preparation was poor with Boston valve flex score 4, 1-1-2. Period. The patient had the procedure well without any complications findings. There was a poor prep with a Boston valve prep score of 4, 1-1-2. There was evidence of solid debris in the cecum, ileocecal, close to the ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, and transverse colon. This was solid stool debris with fibrous material that was sticky and unable to be washed off. Or suctioned. This made it difficult to visualize the underlying mucosa, particularly in the right colon and the transverse colon. Period. There was evidence of a rectosigmoid diminutive cell polyp removed with cold biopsy polysectomy. So next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was a poor anal sphincter tone, and this made it difficult to distend the rectum. Next line, the colon was tortuous on the left side, requiring pressure to advance the cecum. Next line plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line. We'll need repeat colonoscopy next available given poor prep. We'll need a 2-day prep for the next procedure. Next line, recommend Metamucil and Miralax 1/2 to 1 capful daily for constipation, comma, would recommend increasing fiber and water in the diet. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Please go back to the findings and also note where we discussed the poor prep. At the end, state there was no evidence of any large masses noted within the constraints of the poor prep. However, smaller to larger polyps could be missed given the amount of stool debris. Period.